That was Antimaster from Mexico City there with a song called Ciudad Cadaver. And yeah, before that you heard Inservables. That's how you pronounce it in Canada, but yeah, Inservables or something like that in Spanish, with a song called Ciego, another band from Mexico City. And we started that set off with Crimen, with a song called El Maldito Miocardio. Yeah, all three of those bands are from Mexico. Really great stuff, really great people, great punk scene down there. Yeah, it's a blast. Tons of awesome stuff coming out of there. And I'm going to be doing a lot of trading in the future, so expect a lot more Mexican punk rock coming at you on Generation Annihilation here on CITR. If you have a request, you should call me at 604-822-2487. That's UBC CITR. Give me a call and I'll see if I have what you want to hear. If not, you'll just have to settle for this kind of stuff. Let's keep the ball rolling here. This is a band from Pittsburgh. They're currently doing a West Coast tour, obviously not into Canada because they're sketchy dudes with criminal warrants, whatever, and no passports, so they couldn't come up. But I saw them last weekend in Portland. Really good times. This band is called Ratface, and the 7-inch is called Ratfaced, and the song is called Gates. Here we go. Let's check it out. Do-do-do. We'll be right back. Crimson Scarlet. Woo. Having a little difficulty with that mic for some reason here. Yeah. Anyways, yes, you just heard Crimson Scarlet from the Bay Area. You might remember them from Distort Vancouver, the only band that didn't actually have a drummer. They use a drum machine. But I got to say, it kind of sounds okay. If you didn't know it was a drum machine, you probably wouldn't be able to tell off that 7-inch, as cheesy as it is to, you know, have a drum machine in your band. But I guess that's why they're more of a goth band and not a punk band. But still, a good band nonetheless. That was the song Sanctuary. And that is off their self-titled 7-inch, which is available at probably a lot of places. I don't know. Maybe Audiopile will have some in eventually. But yeah, check it out. It's good stuff. Starting off the set, you heard Ratface from Pittsburgh with a song called Gates. After that, you heard a brand new band from the Bay Area called Midnight Brain. It features members of Crimson Scarlet, Desperate Hours, and Mundo Muerto. Really good new band, Midnight Brain. You heard the song Vultures, Vultures, and that's off of the demo tape, which is available at my distro. So if you go to some punk shows, maybe you can pick it up for me and give me some loot. After Midnight Brain, you heard Portland's favorite current band Tragedy off the Can We Call This Life 7-inch with a song called The Waiting. Kind of a classic 7-inch there. I haven't listened to it for a long time, and just the other day for some reason I decided to put it on, and it's still a really, really great 7-inch despite what all the punk rock purists have to say about, you know, Tragedy being a bigger, more popular band. Screw it, who cares? It's punk and it's awesome. After Tragedy, you heard Dope Charge, another Bay Area band which features members of Peligro Social. Unfortunately, I think they broke up some time ago, but they left us with this 7-inch called Kill Cops Dead. That's pretty punk, and the song was called Plutonium Bomb. That's also pretty punk. Let's keep things going. After I tell you about a couple shows, there's a show tonight at the Elf House, where I'm sure most of the listeners know where it is. Georgia and Clark, band from California. I can't remember their name right now, but it features ex-members of Yadikai, so it's bound to be pretty good. You should check that out. If you don't want to check that out, you should go to Funky Winker Beans, where Aaron Brown, the other host of Generation Annihilation, his band Brady's Problem is playing, and they're playing with the Narcoleptics, ATF, and Overtime. So that's at Funky's tonight. Maybe you can go to both those shows. It's Saturday night. Anything can happen. Okay. Enough of my blabbering. I feel kind of stupid here. Let's start listening to a band that played in Vancouver last week. I missed the show as well. And yeah, they played at Iron Roads, so no doubt they probably played at 6 in the morning because that's how late shows start there, which is totally lame. Let's listen to it, though. Bellicose Minds here on Generation Annihilation, CITR, 101.9 FM. Arctic Flowers right there with the song called Crusaders and Banshees, and that's off the Reveries LP, which came out a few months ago. It's relatively new. It's new to me. I just got it a couple of weeks ago. And yeah, it's great. You should get it. I have it in my distro as well, so if you come to the next show, bring $10 and it's yours. Starting off that whole set was Bellicose Minds with the song called Tension Building. After that, Autistic Youth from the Landmine Beach LP with the song called Victim. After that, Moral Hex, who just played here last night at Iron Road with a song called Mortality. And that's off of the various artists' 7-inch compilation on Blackwater Records called PDX. It's got Moral Hex, Bellicose Minds, Funeral Parade, and Arctic Flowers. It's a really good 7-inch. You should check it out if you get the chance. After that was Terror Call, another Portland band, off of the split 7-inch with Armageddon, with what's the song called? Fronteras, Banderas de Mierda. Basically, borders are shit. That's what they're saying. And of course, ending the set was Arctic Flowers, Crusaders and Banshees. Yeah, we got 15 minutes left. I forgot how fast this show goes, and I got a million records to play for you. So we might have to carry on to next weekend if Aaron Brown is not in. If I'm taking over, we'll have to see. So yeah, enough of my blabbering. Let's keep playing more rock and roll, less talk and boring you. This is a band called Misery from Minneapolis. They've been around for many, many, many years, and this is off of another new double LP, which is out on Inimical Records out of Seattle. Check it out. Time to let your dreadlocks hang over your face and look all moated, because this is as crust as it gets here on CITR, Generation Annihilation. Here we go.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC Westside area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Grill, Gumdrops, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
This year, the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of Canada and Abbott Canada are launching a new scholarship program in support of inflammatory bowel disease, IBD, and student care. The organizations will extend 7 one-time scholarships of up to $5,000 Canadian to students living with IBD who are entering into or currently attending a post-secondary educational institution. For more information and eligibility, please visit ccfc.ca.
My favorite band from Sweden that was current, and they broke up about a month ago, right when I was really excited to go to Chaos and Taos and see them play and just rip us all a bunch of new buttholes. But alas, that won't happen. we'll just have to deal with seeing Antisect, which I'm sure will be okay. But honestly, I don't think it'll be as good as seeing Herodotus. I mean, I don't know. It's a cool scene, you know, 50-year-olds on stage with dreadlocks still, but I think I'd much rather see a bunch of Swedish dudes kicking out some brutal D-beat Kang. But whatever. Can't complain. It'll still be a fun time. So, Herodotus. That's off of the last 7-inch they put out on La Familia Records out of Germany. And let's see. Let's start from the beginning. First of all, in the set, you heard Misery off of the new LP called Where the Sun Never Shines, or From Where the Sun Never Shines. So that goes to show how gloomy that record is and how crusty and brutal it is. You heard the song called We Are Man. That's a double LP. Pretty excited. I just got it, so I haven't had a chance to really, you know, listen to every song, but I'm pretty excited for it. Misery is a pretty classic crust band. Pretty boring live, but on record, I dig it. After that, you heard from Brazil, a D-beat band called Chaka off the 7-inch called Decay with the song called Why Do They Declare War? Pretty punk sounding. It kind of reminds me of Meanwhile or Dischange or even Warcry from Portland. And of course, ending that 3-song set was Herodotus with Helvetin. That about wraps up Generation Annihilation for this week. As I said earlier, I have a bunch of new records that I brought, and bummer. I can't play them all for you today. So hopefully next week I'll be able to, you know, play more. Kind of a bummer it's only 1-hour show, but whatever. You have a couple hours of metal with Metal Ron coming up next. So I'm going to leave you with the best band of all time. If you don't agree, then you're probably not a punk. This is the Mighty Discharge here on Generation Annihilation. Tune in next week, CITR 101.9 FM, www.citr.ca. See you next week. Stay punk, stay brutal. See you at one of the shows tonight, either at the Elf House or Funky Winker Beans. And here we go.
Welcome to Power Chord. I'm your host, Metal Ron. That was Symphony X from their album Paradise Lost, and that was a track called Eve of Babylon. And they really inspired me a lot when I saw them. I had never seen the band before, but when they played with Iced Earth, I was really blown away. So I don't know why I wasn't into them right from the beginning, but great band. Anyway, I got lots of new stuff today. I guess news-wise, last week the good news is Jerry Gaskell from King's X was released from hospital, and now he's home getting better. And also Tony Iommi, who's been also has the early stages of lymphoma, which is a form of cancer. He just had his last dose of chemotherapy, and now he's just got 3 weeks of radiotherapy, but he seems to be doing quite well, and they've written some new songs for Black Sabbath, so something to look forward to. And I forgot to mention this, actually, a while ago. The great guitarist Gary Moore, when he passed away, it's actually been said what he died from, and it's really quite shocking, actually. He died after drinking enough alcohol to put himself five times over the limit. So, really sad. I mean, I'm sure we could have hoped for more music and whatever, but that's what happens. Anyway, he'll always be remembered, of course. I was just briefly on the net, and actually, probably no surprise to anybody, Paul Di'Anno tour has been canceled again. So he was to come to Vancouver sometime in the next few months, and now it's canceled again. They say it's 100% beyond their control. It's promoters, agents, and stuff like that that is the reason. So who knows what to believe anymore, but I don't know if we'll ever see Paul Di'Anno in Vancouver again. Too bad the former Iron Maiden vocalist has only played here once, and I saw that show at the Commodore, and there wasn't too many people there, but it was a great show. That was for Battle Zone, his old band way back when. Well, I'm going to start off today. I've got some quite a bit of new stuff, actually, a lot of exciting stuff I'm pretty excited about. I got the brand new Accept album. I've got new Angel Witch, Blaze Bailey, the one I'm really excited about, and it's going to be the one to beat right now for me is the Overkill. Absolutely great album. And I've got other stuff as well as that, but I guess we should get started here. You're listening to Power Chord on CITR, sponsored by The Fall Tattoo. And this is Accept with a track from their album Stalingrad, the brand new album coming out in about a week. And this is a track called Flash to Bang Time. Power Chord CITR. Here we go.